Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Volleyball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Volleyball. It's a one-match week for the Tigers. Auburn coming off of a split at Texas A&M. Auburn head coach Brent Crouch's alma mater. A tough loss followed by a thrilling win for the Tigers down in College Station. Joined now by Coach Crouch. Congratulations on Auburn's first ever victory in College Station, Coach.
Thanks. It was a great trip. I'm glad that we finished off the way that I thought we could. You know, we had, like you said, a tough match. The first night went five. You know, we were up 2-1 at one point. Hostile crowd. And actually, it was a really good, they're a pretty good heckling crowd, especially around serving. They've got some, you know, some chants they do kind of in unison right when you're serving. And it was an environment with some pressure for sure. And I thought we played great the first night. We just needed a couple plays to go our way that didn't. And we had a great meeting the next morning, watched a bunch of video. We were able to see the things that we had wanted to do going into the match, especially with hitting certain kind of shots into certain areas of the court. We knew that was going to work well. It did. You know, the players were excited to play again. I really like the doubleheader format in this case, you know, where you're just right there about to win on the road. You don't do it, but you get a chance to do it again the next day immediately. That's great. And the team put it together for the next night. And it was a nice step forward for the team for sure.
What did it mean to win that as it did, as you just mentioned, you're up 2-1 in one night, you end up losing in five. The next night you jump out again, they come back, and you're able to pull that one out, Coach.
Yeah. You know, it was, we were playing better the next night, you know, and got up to, I mean, really came out on fire going up 2-0, and that didn't happen the first night. And then the next two sets were close. I thought they played better. We were a little bit conservative, I think, you know, like, hey, we kind of got the lead and, you know, and when you're playing good teams, and especially when you're playing good teams on the road, you've got to finish, you know, you've got to really step up, and they're not just going to give it to you on their home court. And they didn't the night before. But we're in a timeout in the fifth set. We're down 6-2. I gave a speech that usually we don't talk about pressure a lot in games. We kind of talk about, you know, relax, you know, play like you're playing in practice, play free, you know, don't worry about the crowd, this kind of stuff. I gave like the complete opposite speech of that. You know, I'm like, we're down 6-2, we're on the road, you know, and there is pressure. There's absolutely pressure right now, and you should feel it, and we're not going to ignore it. You're sitting in it, everyone's yelling at you, and you're down 6-2, and you're going to learn how to deal with it. And you're going to learn how to deal with it right now. And everybody just got fired up and just let's go, you know. And now I don't know if that speech had anything to do with us coming back. You never really could know this, right? But we did. And it was great because how we finished was not, we didn't finish by, you know, A&M making a few errors. You know, we finished with kills and we finished with aces and we finished with blocks. And it was a really nice step forward in that regard of just, this is, yeah, here's the crowd. There was like 3,000 people there. They had the L leaders there. You're just going after us, and you're down in the fifth. And it was really just, yeah, it's just, you know, these are kind of those watershed moments, I think, like the big growth moments happen, you know, here. It's like, yeah, we almost did it the first night, and the second night we did it and we slammed the door. And there was a pretty good celebration afterward from the girls. It was great.
How was your trip home, so to speak, back to your alma mater?
Yeah, it was interesting. I haven't been there in 20 years. It looks a little different. It's a little bigger. Actually, the thing that was the most interesting for me was, being the subject of, or the object, maybe, I don't know what word you would use here for the yells, you know, that go on in the crowd. So they've got all these coordinated yells, and one of them they just yell out in unison, "Sit down, bus driver." And they aim that at opposing coaches who are either doing stuff, you know, I don't know, yelling at refs, or in my case, it was because I was challenging calls, you know, so I'd challenge a call, there'd be this little break, and then they'd just be going at me, you know, "Sit down, bus driver," and I'd call them the bus driver. And what was so weird about it was, of course, I was doing that 25 years ago or whatever as an undergrad. And I don't know if I could have predicted where I would have ended up being on that court, kind of hearing it, you know? So yeah. that piece was interesting, but, you know, look, I mean, I'm an Auburn Tiger. Let's go. You know, I was like, bring it on, bring the yells on. I know what you're doing. I did it myself. Bring it on. We're still going to win here. So All right. It was cool.
One match this week, and it is Wednesday night. The Tigers host South Carolina, 8 o'clock at Auburn Arena. Coach, what do you expect out of the Gamecocks?
They're a talented team. They're dangerous. They run a 6-2. So that means they've got three hitters in the front row in every single rotation. They've got hitters with really big arms, especially at the pins. And those are the places that you really need to have your arms. And they do. They just beat Kentucky. They split with them. Mm. You know, Kentucky's won in the conference. So this team is capable. They're a tournament team. And, you know, obviously they can beat the best team in the conference so far. So we'll see, you know, what they present us when they get here. I think they've got some areas we can handle a little bit better, or exploit, I should say. We can get them in trouble serving. Our serving has gotten better every week, and it really was good against Texas A&M. We had 9 aces the first night, 10 the next, with just about the same errors, which is exactly what you want. You want kind of a 1-to-1 ratio. So I think we can get in trouble there, receiving. And then the other place I think is, we've got some really talented outside hitters, with Val and, Rebecca, and in particular, they can hit with a lot of range. So they can hit line, they can hit angle, they can tip it short, they can roll it to the middle of the court. And that we work on that all the time in practice. And I think they're better at that than most of the teams we play. And that was one of our big advantages at Texas A&M. Even if we couldn't get the hard kill, we could put the next one and place it somewhere where their defense wasn't. And there's some holes in South Carolina's back row. So their coach probably wouldn't like me hearing that right now. But the reality is if we can put some balls in some open spaces in the back row, it's going to be chaos for them, I think, trying to play against us. So we've got some areas.
Listening to you talk about South Carolina and how they're playing coming in, it reminds me of how you talked about LSU a couple weeks ago, because they had just beaten Tennessee, and this team just beat the defending national champs.
Yeah. We are hitting, you know, the toughest part of our schedule right at the end of the year. You know, we'll see where South Carolina ends up. They easily could end up in the top five. You know, we'll see. But then we also have Kentucky, who's number one. We got Mississippi State, who's number two. And we got Florida, who's number three. So those are that's how we end the season. And it's awesome because we're playing our best right now. And, you know, to play the best teams at the end is really cool. So we're excited about that.
Appreciate the visit, Coach. Wish you all the best Wednesday night. Thank you. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Brent Crouch on This Week in Auburn Volleyball.